So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
To join us during our virtue series, this week is the virtue of justice. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to unpack the seven joys of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you're not familiar with them, first of all, this month, we've not talked about it yet. We'll have to talk about this coming up next week. This month is dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrow. She is our meditation, and the seven sorrows of Our Lady are a great meditation for the month of September. I encourage you, actually, the seven sorrows are very easy to memorize. Today, I want to talk about the seven joys of Our Lady because it's her birthday. And let's talk about the great joy she is to the church and those joyful moments in her life. Now, if you're not familiar with the seven joys of Our Lady, they're known as the Franciscan crown because in the 15th century, it's alleged that an appearance of Our Lady came to a Franciscan novice, and she asked that he pray seven decades of the seven joys of Our Lady. And the conversation goes that this is far more pleasing than a crown woven of flowers for Our Lady. And so what you do is you would pray and meditate for seven decades on the seven joys of Our Lady. There are various, I think they're like Dola rosaries, which are pretty cool. I know my husband has one of the Dola rosaries, which are like the Our Lady of Sorrow rosary. So you can actually use that has the 10 decades. We have a couple in our house. Or another thing I like to do when praying the seven sorrows or seven joys, I don't tend to pray the seven joys. I need to. I was really meditating upon them today, which was lovely on her feast day. And it's so simple. So what I like to do when I pray the seven sorrows, for example, is just pray one Hail Mary for each one and slowly meditate upon that sorrow. Today, though, we're talking about the seven joys. So the same thing, just pray one Hail Mary and meditate for just a moment. You can spend 5 minutes, you can spend 3 minutes before a crucifix or an icon of Our Lady. So the first of the seven joys of Mary is the Annunciation. Couple brief words to ponder. Mary's fiat, be it done unto me according to thy word. Praying for submission to the will of God and for the joy in serving God that Our Lady had. The second joy of Mary is the Visitation. Just pray these words that Our Lady prayed in the Magnificat when she prayed and was talking to Elizabeth and she praised God. Our Lady says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And pray, Our Lady, please help me, intercede for me before the heavenly throne that my soul might proclaim the glory of God. Third joy of Our Lady is the Nativity of Jesus. Those few simple words of the angels at the birth of our Lord, glory to God in the highest. And again, these are just things I like to meditate upon when I meditate upon the seven joys of Our Lady. Those few simple words, glory to God in the highest. Glory, Lord, all glory in heaven and on earth belong to you. I sing with the angels and I pray that my guardian angel will help me in those moments when I fail to pray and I fail to sing, to return my meditation, my thought, my mind toward our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ in the Incarnation. The fourth of the joys of Our Lady is the Adoration of the Magi. And this one, there is actually plenty that is said by the wise men. The three wise men, the Magi, are the same people, by the way. And what is said, actually, when the Magi first go to Herod because they want to worship the Christ child because they saw a star in the heaven, they say, for we have seen his star and have come to worship him. We've seen his star in the east, they say, and we've come to worship him. A few simple words. Lord, help us to see you as the light of our lives. And Lord, help us to come to worship you in every act, in every moment of our life. As simple as that. The fifth of the joyful mysteries is the finding of Jesus in the temple. We read in the narrative, as St. Joseph and Our Lady come to the temple and eventually find him after 3 days, we read, all who heard him, that is Jesus, were amazed. Lord, help me to be amazed by what I hear of you. Lord, help me to be amazed by you when I see you and receive you in the Eucharist. The seventh joy of Mary, the resurrection of Jesus. Ponder for a second, the church and its tradition holds that Our Lady was the first person to see the resurrected Christ. The church holds that it would have been fitting that Jesus Christ would first appear to Our Lady. And in fact, the church holds that, of course, Our Lady was there at the tomb before anyone else, for Jesus Christ was her son. And so we talk about the biblical account of the first witnesses being Mary Magdalene to Jesus' resurrection. But in the tradition of the church, outside of biblical testament, biblical witness, the church holds that Our Lady would have been the first person that he appears to, that he comes to, and who may have already even been at the tomb. That's why some people say the burial cloths were already in the corner, because that's where Our Lady would have been, and she discovered that he had already resurrected. The seventh of the seven joys of Mary is the Assumption and or the coronation of Mary. Praying for the joy that Our Lady had in her humility that ultimately led her to be united with God and to reign with God in heaven. And again, all you have to do is pray one Hail Mary and briefly meditate upon those couple scripture passages and words that help us to understand these seven joys of Mary.